Good afternoon, Linda. This is Emily.
Oh, sorry, I was just coughing. I hope I didn't cough into your ear.
No, you're all good. What can I do for you?
Is this the exotic bench?
Yes, it is.
Awesome. My name's Liz. My partner has rescued two guinea pigs from Gumtree or Facebook or somewhere.
Okay.
And we already have a guinea pig, but one of them's a boy, and I'd like to see what we can do about getting him de-sexed.
Okay.
I just wanted to see how much that would cost.
Yeah, all right, let's have a look here. So we need to see him for a health check first, which is $179.
Yeah.
And then I'll just have a look at what the castrate is. It'd be about $400 for the surgery.
Okay. Yeah, okay, cool. And the other one we got is a female, and he thinks it's pregnant.
Okay. Goodness me, you're going to have your hands full.
Well, that's why I want to get the boy D6, because he's already all over our existing one. And she doesn't want to bar of it at the moment. And we just don't want to we'll just deal with what we end up with.
No, let's not play that game.
I just don't want to have a field of them if we can.
I was going to say,
sure.
this is the slippery slope of how people end up with 10 guinea pigs after starting off with two.
That's something that we want to get to so quickly. But we've had four, and now we're down to one. So partner just found some. He's like, all right, cool. We're like, we had all females before, so it didn't really kind of matter. They're all friends.
Yes.
But now we've got a boy.
Yes, it does add a bit of a spanner into the works, doesn't it? If you want to get the other female checked over, it's $144. So you can bring her in at the same time. We can check her over, make sure that she's nice and healthy, good weight and everything, while she's got her pups.
We think it is. My partner had a feel. He's like, I don't know. He's had guinea pigs his whole life. So he's like, oh, we think there might be something else.
Yeah, well, we can get it checked over, see if it is, in fact, like that she is pregnant, or if, you know, if there is something else, we can have a look, but hopefully not. Or hopefully she's just fat. There's three ways.
They're looking pretty good, Nick. They're looking pretty good, Nick. And our old girl, I just don't want her. She's old. She's like 6 or 5 or 6, so I don't want her pregnant. A day, like literally.
And you know that the male, like, you'd have to keep him really separate. Like, they can still get to each other through the bars of a cage as well.
What? Really?
With the boys, yes. They can be quite, persistent, I think is the most polite word.
Cool.
Not a spook, just to try and just so you got prepared.
Yeah. Okay. I'll have to talk to him because he was talking about making a second cage because our original one, she's kind of lost her. She had no pecking order because the other ones had passed away,
which
is by herself. And then now the other two have kind of taken over her hut, so he was going to build her a separate hut.
Yeah.
So she had her own space.
No, that's all good. But, yeah, no, just make sure that she is he is separate from the females so that you definitely don't get any more accidental litters.
Yeah, no, we don't. So I want to get it. Guess what, I'm getting D6 because I was feeding her this morning and he's trying to jump on her. I'm like, come on, get off her, mate. Like,
yeah, that's it. Give her a break.
When would be a good time? Like, what's your booking like for guinea pig checkups?
I've got availabilities throughout the week, starting from tomorrow morning. So pretty much you just give me a day that works best for you and I'll let you know what our schedule is sort of like and what we can do.
Okay, cool. Would Thursday or work? I've got to tell my partner because he's going to bring the guinea pigs up.
Yeah.
Look,
I can do Thursday or Friday. Either is good. And if you wanted to do the surgery the same day, I can do that with either of those days. If you don't want to just start with the health checks and then book him in for the surgery later, that's fine as well.
Yeah. So it's $400 for his surgery and $179 for his health check and $144 for her health check.
Yep, that's right. Yep.
Okay. Cool. What time? I know Thursday's actually not a good day. Friday, Friday will be a bit hard. Can I just talk to my partner? What kind of rough times have you got for Friday?
Yeah, otherwise, like, I can, if you want even just for their health checks, I can do tomorrow. We can book their surgery in later as well.
Yeah, I just want, I want him, I want him nutted. Like, I just want him nutted as soon as possible.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I just don't want to be in a situation. Like, I'm happy to have lots of guinea pigs. I just don't want to be in a situation where I have too many.
Yeah, no, I mean, you don't want brother cousins, so...
Ooh.
So, sorry, what day were you saying?
So tomorrow for a health check or Friday? Yeah, Friday. We'd look at Friday.
Yeah, can do. I've got in the morning starting from 9:30. Okay. Latest will be 10 past 11. Are you wanting both of them checked over?
Yeah.
So it'll be 10 past 11 would be the latest for both of them.
Okay.
Or so I can do in the afternoon.
Okay. I'll go check my partner now.
Yep.
9:30 Friday. Can I get you to tentatively book us in?
Yes.
And then I'll call you back if I need to change it.
Yeah.
I was looking at my wrong weeks.
That's all good. Now, what was your first name?
It's Elizabeth or Liz.
Oh, sorry, what was it?
Liz, L-I-Z.
And have we seen you before?
We bought a budgie in because we acquired a budgie from a family member a little while ago. But we had to euthanize him because she was not very well.
Okay, let me just have a look here. What was your surname?
Crazy, R-E-E.
Alrighty. I've got you at 16A Yacht Street in Clontarf.
Yep.
Yeah, wonderful. Is your mobile number still end in 830?
Yep, that's my wonderful. Personal one.
Okay, yeah. Wonderful. Now, I'll just add that, do we have names for the new family members?
No, we haven't named them yet.
That's okay. I'll just pop it in as male and female for now. And do you know how old either of them are or anything?
Brandon's only picked them up. They think that boy might be about 8 months old and the mum might be a little bit older.
Okay. And are they just short-haired, do you know?
One's a short-haired one. She's like a black and caramel colour.
Yep.
And then the other one's one of the licky ones with the hair going everywhere.
Ha ha ha, very cute. And is that the male?
That's the boy, yeah.
Yep. Okay, and what colour is he?
He's kind of got like a bit of ginger, white and black in his. He's very pretty. He's a very pretty, pretty boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he sounds like it. Okay. And then the girl is a short hair with a caramel coat. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, caramel and black.
Yeah.
Not quite top deck. More like caramello deck.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cute.
No, they're lovely. They look relatively healthy. But, yeah, we just want to make sure they're all okay, and I definitely want him G6'd.
And you said that you think that Ian female's a bit older, not too sure, though, how old, hey?
Not too sure. Brandon has a bit more info, my partner.
Yeah.
And he thinks that she's pregnant.
Okay. Yep, no worries. And you want in the 9:30 on the Friday?
Yeah, 9:30.
Wonderful. Alrighty, we'll see you then.
All right, brilliant. Thank you so much.
That's all good, Liz.
Thanks.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.